Now we come to understand the role of consumer behavior on strategic planning. So strategic planning means we will take you through various steps of a strategic planning and try to give you a perspective as to how the consumer buyer behavior or a consumer behavior comes into picture. First is the organization itself. It has to start with the organization. Organization should not be now the product oriented, but it says that organization should be consumer centric oriented. To give you an example, DHL 20 years before used to say that we are a logistics or we are a courier company. Now today DHL says that we are an express delivery provider. This express delivery is a consumer centricity because consumer is looking at my goods should reach very fast, my goods should reach in time. I should have an assured, you know, delivery of my goods, etc. So they have become now express delivery service provider. So you see, that's a change, strategic change. Environmental scanning. Consumers must always, company must always do opportunity and threat analysis. However, when you do that, there are macro and quantifiable aspects which is different. The growth in GDP, the disposable income, availability of money, etc. But what is needed is this lifestyle, change of need, you know, my likes, dislikes, my behavioral mindset. Those needs to be also understood simultaneously. So, because that is what is going to have a major impact on my purchase decision towards the category purchase and then your brand. So, that's what. And then that's how my response will get shaped. Third comes the establishing goals and objectives. So, organization definitely get the third stage is the goal and objective setting after you scan the environment. You have to align your goals and objectives, of course, to the marketing condition. Here, what we are trying to tell you is a consumer centricity will require you to understand consumer behavior, which is specific towards your company's image that they have in your mind, whether they are receptive about your corporate image or they are against your corporate image, etc. So that also is a very critical aspect. Set goals consistent with company's image. So always try to align with the image that you have. iPhone will always try to continue establishing themselves as an innovator. They will probably think 100 times, 1000 times before copying any other feature. Even if they do it entirely differently. So that sets them apart. That gives that, you know, innovativeness. Here the example of Tide is given. Tide will continue to fight against Surf as a challenger brand. They have to constantly keep putting a pressure and the behavioral traits in front of consumers. This is how I am different. So that's how your goals and objectives get aligned. Fourth step of a strategy planning is analyze the company's existing product portfolio. So when it's a question of what product that you have, so first of course comes the product mix decisions. Product mix decision consists of what kind of products you have. So Hindustan Unilever, if I take skin care, hair care, you know, kitchen care, likewise, and food products are also there, brew coffee or say Kisan ketchup, etc. So this is what product. Under each, then there may be different things. Skin care, you have a cold cream, you have a wrinkle-free cream, etc. So you see the product. This is what product mix that I'm talking about. Brand extension. So they have under soap multiple brand. Lux is there, the other Rexona is there. Well, there are other brands, you know. So for each product, again, there are multi-brands. So you have to have a decision like whether you will have a company plus brand name suffix or you have only separate brand, this thing, you will be multi-branding for the same category, etc. What? So these are the decision that has to be taken. Then comes the fifth step of a strategic planning is develop a new business plan. Business plan consisting of your entire approach to go to market and get your desired corporate objective achieved. So therefore the sixth stage is the marketing strategy. So the business plan needs the inclusion of a marketing strategy. So what is the strategic aspects? So here consumer buyer behavior is not mentioned as such, but they indirectly are there. All the previous steps, as I told you, the consumer buyer behavior needed to be understood by the organization before he comes to this stage. So that's why it is all inclusive things. Therefore it is not separately mentioned. Marketing strategy, as we say, that should be harmonious with firm's strategic plan. So this is a theory part of it. Consumer behavioral part, as I said, ke bhai, you are now trying to become a consumer-centric organization. So all your decisions, 4 P's of marketing, product, price, placement, etc., has to be aligned with consumers. So that's what I meant, where that consumer buying behavior or consumer behavior comes into picture. Seventh is the measuring the performance. It's an outcome. So consumer behavior is directly not out there, but if you do not understand consumers, you can tend to not gain most of the customers, or you may spend disproportionately high, so your profitability is adversely impacted. You may achieve your volume target, but to get that you have to do a lot of communication, because you fail to really understand what triggers the consumer response. As a result, your profitability got impacted. So this is where now you understand that how consumer behavior is critical for any organization's success. The strategic planning phase and inclusion of a consumer behavior. So this particular section 1.5 gave us that clarity. Moving on, 1.6, which is a consumer behavior in an online environment. So what we are trying to do is understanding now the consumer behavior in an online environment, which is rapidly changing, and it is quite different. Entire new force or a new factor has come into play. You are there, you have a brick and mortar showrooms also available across the country, but online is a different way the consumer experiences the purchase. So now here, should the focus be on what? Relationship? Or there's still a divide between, interaction. That's another part. You have to decide whether you want a relationship or you want consumers to buy as and when they need. However, in an online, the challenge is there are many online shy consumers. The level of purchase that I do online vis-a-vis my daughter, lakh rupee ka to difference hoga in a year, if I have to give you an idea. So she is like, everything is online, like while I am selectively online. So it's not that I do not know the online purchase. Personalization has an intense impact. Now see, the technology is changing the way the communication is addressed to you. So now earlier the email used to come, dear sir stroke madam, now dear Mr. Hathi. So like your attention goes, you SMS addresses you in a way. Your digital platform communication is also personalized, etc. You get what you like, based on your past searches and all. So that personalization is changing the way I take my analysis, information gathering, etc. So consumers are less brand savvy. So let's defend this statement. And you may wonder that, oh, I am so brand oriented, I always buy branded things. But you are a small part of the larger population of the society. So that should not be forgotten. Online is supposed to be reaching everybody. There also it is not reaching everybody. Online is creating their own personalized brand. Reason is that consumers are now less brand savvy. That's what, consumers have a different buying needs. So that need, if you can, fulfill, he doesn't mind switching the brand. So the challenge to the existing brand marketer is to create a loyalty. Create a deep loyalty. So that's what they have to handle. Okay. Then comes, so we have understood so far the online aspects and the various different factors under it. Now we get a very brief overview of a scene in India and a consumer scene in India. Pre-era, pre-90 was a limited, restricted, protective, economy. So what is produced was getting sold. So the manufacturers had an upper hand, so to say. Things have changed last 30 years. India started opening the gates of their economy to the outside players. And now you see that world's best companies are in India, world's best brands are available in India. So much of a power consumer has got, to use, not to use, etc. So that's this thing, to have this brand or that brand. Next gen profile is quite different. They do not even believe in owning things. So you see rental furniture, rental dresses, you see the change. I could not even think about it while I was into marketing last so many years. But in 1990 or in this thing, if you would have asked me what is the change you foresee, it was difficult to say ke bhai, the future generation is not going to own things. They don't believe. They are okay with the rented accommodation. They are wanted with renting the furniture. They are okay with renting the clothes also. So you see, this is what is the changing aspects. So the change is reflected out here in front of you. Previous generation was looking for security. So they want to save, they want to have proper things being built. So instead of renting, own the place, etc. Idealism, they were believer of certain ideas, certain mottos, certain values in life. Risk avoidance, most of the time the previous generation prefers a safe way, safe decision, so to say. Saving oriented, I told you, job security was very primary importance. Government job bola to ladke ka shaadi turant ho jayega. Because it's set for 60 years, 60 saal tak abhi dekhna nahi padega usko. So that's what job security, postponement of gratification. So here, hai to hai, nahi hai to nahi hai, you know, that kind of a lifestyle that they were living it. They will not even compare with others. Yeah, so that was also not there in the previous generation people. Considered decisions. Yeah, so decision has a consideration to so many other aspects. Look at the next gen today. They are confident, they are practical, they want to enjoy life, they want to take risks. They are no doubt investment savvy, but at the same time, they want to invest to live life also. So they are looking at higher returns, so through that they have to take a higher risk, etc. Job satisfaction is important. If he is not satisfied with the job, he doesn't mind changing. Opportunities are available. However, that risk has also increased. So suddenly you may find yourself in a soup where company decides, ke bhai, we do not want you also. So that kind of thing is also. Instant gratification is the call of the day. They want immediate everything, you know, satisfaction, immediate joy. So that's what instant gratification, they are impulsive. So this is a change that is driving the consumer scene, and that's why you see various things happening around you. What differentiates Indian consumers are the core values. However, vis-a-vis the world, we are still a unique breed of consumers. Family orientation. Despite my being a nuclear family, I am outside the family. My one leg is in my parental house. And I will want to know everything that is happening there. I want to take care of my father and mother, though I am not staying with them. So that's, I love my siblings. I love my brother, sister. I want that love. So I am very still a family oriented man. Value seeking. I still look for value. Value for money is still my dominant decision making criteria. Progress oriented. So means he knows he wants to conquer the world and the world will come to him. He knows his capabilities, etc. And however, we still continue to be class conscious. And all said and done, we still accept where we belong to. So that root is very important. And while that being strong, each class is now looking at moving upward. So they are wanting to allow their next generation to explore different things. So that is changing. But however, we are still a class conscious. So we overall studied with this three slides, what is the consumer scene in India? So you should get this perspective. It will help you to future thinking as well. So furthering our understanding about consumer scene in India, the earlier slides belong to that. What I'm ultimately trying to tell you is that today's consumers, even in India, have become more demanding. They want to experiment new things. They are willing to take a risk. And therefore, the new products and new ideas are getting immediate acceptance. For consumers, one important aspect that needs to be kept in mind, value is not just about price. It is price and the quality combination. Now, going further, price and convenience combination. So today online is making difference because of convenience that it offers. And promotion, this thing is changing from merely the price offer, etc. Promotion is more getting more rational, more emotional appeals are started playing role even in the promotions of the product. Earlier, otherwise, first time promotion means only word sale and that percentage was important. Now, to promote product also, the emotional aspects are coming in. The biggest challenge to the marketer is, of course, therefore, to understand the cultural transformation going on. Look at country like India. They have accepted, aspects like the pregnancy kit, pregnancy pill, flavored condoms. On one hand, all those new things are getting accepted. So the consumers, as you can see, are open. However, the other end, our roots are there very much, which is driving the market change. Kuch meetha ho jai. Aaj Eid hai, kuch meetha ho jai. Aaj Raksha Bandhan, kuch meetha ho jai. Aaj Christmas hai, kuch meetha ho jai. Aaj pahli tarikh hai, meetha ho jai. Cadbury has opened the market, entire concept of sweets, which was in India during festivity, is now been taken up as a Cadbury's change that it has brought, because we still have roots. So that's what you can see, that how the behavioral aspects really brings a opportunity and change around. So buyer behavior, consumer buyer behavior or consumer behavior will continue to play a decisive role in any success of the marketing. And you as a student and the future marketeers cannot afford to forget inclusiveness of the consumer behavior in your entire marketing strategy. So this chapter gave you that perspective. Thank you.